Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Nord.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Learning a new language gets harder for most of us once we're past the age of 6 or 7. But one way to help make learning a foreign language easier and maybe just a little bit cooler for middle and high school students is to bring in a band.
In early November, MPS hosted a special event for German students from 15 area schools. They brought in the German hip-hop, pop, and classical mashup band Eins Hoch Sechs to the Milwaukee School of Languages.
Lake Effect Mayan Silver stopped by and spoke with Shireen Kasrayan, the project manager who is on tour with the band. They started with the basics.
First of all, how do you say this band's name?
It's called Eins Hoch Sechs.
What is your connection to the band or your position?
Well, I work with Deutsche Welle. That's like Germany's BBC in Bonn. And I work on language learning programs for people all around the world who learn with our materials online. And I was looking for a band to work with because I think that learning German with music or learning languages in general with music works best. So I saw this band on a festival and I fell in love with them. So, yeah, we asked them if we could do this project, Band Tagebuch, together with them. And that's how it all came about. And first of all, we produced a lot of videos and songs for our online platform, and then suddenly there were requests from all around the world if we wanted to come and play live at the schools and do workshops with the students. And we've been touring since 2013 now. We've been to Indonesia, to Africa, to lots of European countries, and now in the USA.
Kasrayan explains what drew her network to Eins Hoch Sechs versus any other band.
Because they have very nice lyrics, not that typical, usual hip-hop, gangster-style music.
Du bist die Königin der Deutschlehrerinnen.
And I think the combination between classical music and hip-hop is what is most attractive about the band.
What's the role of hip-hop in German culture today?
It has a hip-hop is very, very big in Germany. Like 20 years ago, hip-hop bands started coming up, German hip-hop bands who sang in German. So there is a big, big community out there, and there are a lot of German hip-hop bands. So it's very popular, and American hip-hop is very popular as well. And the rappers in Eins Hoch Sechs were especially excited about playing in the home country of hip-hop.
So do you know what some of their favorite hip-hop artists are?
Like Wu-Tang Clan and, actually, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Cypress Hill.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me.
Lots of them.
What do you think it means for German culture that people are starting, or have been for a while, getting really into hip-hop?
It means that German culture is opening up to influences from around the world. When you exchange music, for instance, you learn a lot about other cultures, and I think that says a lot about the German population, that it's open-minded and that it embraces all kinds of musical influences and cultural influences from all over the world.
And what are some of the goals in trying to get the German language out there to the rest of the world, or let's say specifically to Americans?
Learning languages in general is a good thing. It's always good to see the world through different eyes, see the world through different cultures and languages. And, well, German didn't have a good standing for many, many years. But now it's become kind of cool to learn German. Especially, we see that especially in Africa, where a lot of African countries, they have German clubs and everything, German choirs. They love the language. Or there is also a big community in Indonesia, for instance. And also here in the US, it's become kind of cool.
Are there any slangs that these guys teach and use in their songs or have the kids learn?
Not really slang, but lots of colloquial language, of course, because we want the children to learn modern language that is spoken amongst young people. So we've met a lot of teachers who still have to work with old books, not here in America, but in other countries. They sometimes the books are like 30 years old and the language is kind of outdated. And we hope that with our music and our program, we can teach them the way young people really, really talk in Germany.
There's a question that I have to ask, which is, have you seen those YouTube videos about Germans and the ability to pronounce the word squirrel?
You mean Eichhörnchen. It's funny that you say that, because it was only yesterday that we watched one of those videos where two American students tried to spell, to pronounce Eichhörnchen. And it's very funny to watch.
Wait, so just to clarify, I probably can't say it. Eichhörnchen is squirrel in German, right? But then Germans have a hard time saying actually squirrel, right?
That's right. I can try. Squirrel.
Oh, wow. That's really good. That's totally, I mean, I would get that. I can't say Eichhörnchen.
Eichhörnchen.
Nice. So just so people know, there's plenty of YouTube videos about that.
Squirrel.
The squirrel.
Squirrel. Squirrel. Say it.
Eichhörnchen.
Do you think it's nice in an event like this that different German programs from around the area here in Milwaukee can come and unite together to watch the concert?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to bring all those people together. There's also this, we have had this feedback that students are more motivated to learn German now that they have seen the band and they have talked to real Germans and seen a real German band. That's what we've been told, that it's a great motivation for students.
Hundreds of students from all around Wisconsin were in the audience for Einschach Sechs's concert. One of them was the distinctively named Sophie Nisba Frenacki, who says she was pretty excited to be there.
How did you learn about the band?
Well, I believe Herr Wagner played one of their videos a month back or so. It was Like, and it was, we found that their self-centeredness was kind of funny. He told us about the concert, and I believe he had mentioned it in seventh grade, but I wasn't paying attention back then because seventh grade was more learning grammar and stuff.
So you've learned some of their songs?
Ein bisschen, about four.
And what's particular lyrics do you like?
Well, he told me about the song for this soap opera called JoJo, and I guess it's a big romantic ballad, but I like big romantic ballads, you know, like "Wenn du weißt, wer ich bin." One. We also know "Du magst mich und like" und "Endlich Wochenende," which I am a particular fan of because I like the weekend, except for when I go to school here, but mostly that's because concerts.
La la la.
Wait, what about the weekend?
Well, it's called Wochenende. Es ist die Wochenende. It's the weekend, and I'm quite a fan of weekends because I've got a very, very busy week.
So, is that your favorite song of theirs?
No, my favorite is "Du weißt, wer ich bin," "Du weißt, was ich brauche." I'm forgetting the name exactly, but Wochenende is my second favorite.
So, you feel like learning this music has helped your German?
Ein bisschen. It's fun to sing German because I'm also in school choir and we have to do a lot of German songs like "In Dulce Jubilo," which sounds Latin, but some bits are in German. It has helped my German speaking in terms of like learning new vocabulary. And also I get sort of an idea of the sound in Germany. I know there's some sort of techno music, but they're supposedly a mixture of hip-hop and classical. And they're moderately popular, so I also get to know a bit more about the culture.
What did you learn about Germany through this music that you didn't know before?
Firstly, I learned about the culture of partying and stuff. You see, today in America, we've got a more tense musical sound. Meanwhile, in Germany, these people are still playing, right? And they're popular.
Ich wache auf und mein Jet ist voll. Ich muss schon wirklich sagen, unsere neue Technik ist toll. Ich kann mich selbst zeigen und der Welt schreiben, teilen, skypen, chatten und dabei im Bett bleiben.
And they've got a happy sound that celebrates things like the weekend and and the popularity of social media. And most people think in America that, you know, teens are the self-centered ones. But they give me an insight into celebrity culture with their thing called Like, even though it's kind of satirical.
Wow, that's a big word for... Wait, you're an eighth grader?
Yes. I like my vocabulary, and it's fun to learn new words. I don't nearly have as much of a vocabulary in German, but that's because I'm still learning it.
Can you pronounce squirrel in German?
What?
Can you pronounce squirrel in German?
No, but I've heard that the tail of a squirrel is a really, really obscure word that people in Bavaria use to trick other people because it's catchy. What is squirrel in German?
I know what the word is. I can't pronounce it.
Oh.
Einschoten.
Ich weiß nicht. But that's a cool word to learn.
Cool, and good luck, and have fun at the concert.
I hope to.
Milwaukee!
The music starts and the band calls up all the students sitting politely in their seats to rush the stage and dance up front. They eagerly run up and start jumping and waving at the band's cue, just like an American hip-hop concert.
Sebastian on the keys.
Craig Robinson is a senior at the Milwaukee School of Languages and has been studying German since K-4. His mother is German, so he started at the German Immersion School. Last year, he studied in Germany for 6 months, and it was his second time there.
And I loved it so much, I went back.
Before you went, did you still have a big interest in learning the culture?
I definitely did have a big interest in it, because the German teachers, I hope that they're all like that throughout Wisconsin, but here they're very, like they want you to learn the culture because they feel like it's very important to learn, like, from another country, how they run things and how we run things, and those culture comparisons. And that's, like, from me, like, from my perspective, I like to learn that type of stuff because I've always been interested in languages and stuff like that.
Do you feel like you're different than some of your peers who haven't been to Germany? I mean, do they have the same sort of enthusiasm?
I feel like some of them do, but some of them don't. I feel like some of the students don't fully immerse themselves in the language, and they don't really want to learn it as much. But I feel like that's just because they're kind of picky people. But, like, there are a lot of students here who like to learn German, and there are others who just take it for granted.
Do you think that some of the, what you said, picky people, do you think that one of the reasons is because they have never been there and don't realize that it's a live culture?
I would definitely say that could be one of the reasons. Like, that's why they're so picky, because they really just, they haven't been there and they haven't experienced it, and they really didn't know what it's, they don't know what it's like.
So do you think, how does a concert like this fit into the changing their minds about things?
I feel like this concert would definitely impact students, because it would show them that learning this language and this culture is very important, and it can teach you a lot of things. And I feel like music relates to students, so I feel like this musical experience will help them better their language abilities.
What have you liked so far about the concert?
Everything.
Do you listen to other hip-hop from Germany?
I do, yeah. I actually listen to a band that's popular in northern Germany. They're called 187 or 187.
Interesting that they also have numbers in their name.
That's just like, it's sort of like a hip-hop rap group, that, and they've been doing like a lot of music. They actually just released an album, and I bought it, and I listened to it in the car.
How do you think American hip-hop is different from German hip-hop?
I don't think it's very much different. It's pretty much the same stuff. They all rap about the same things, like past experiences and their experiences now, and then they just tie that together to try to relate to the people.
For Like Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
Lake Effect's Mayan Silver talked with Shireen Kasrayan, the project manager on tour with the German band Einhochsechs. The band was in Milwaukee last month to perform for MPS German language students.
Und darauf warten wir schon so lang. Die Stadt